John preached to us about remembering God's promises and being bold, and I think he encouraged us to memorize Joshua 1:9. So let's see if we've done our homework, shall we? Could we put the slide? First of all, can I invite all of the children and young people to come and sit at the front? Come and sit at the front. We're going to have some things for you to do up here. And meanwhile, have a bit of time. What's under the black boxes of this? Come to the front, and grown-ups, you're welcome to come to the front as well with children. Look at the screen. Do you know any of the words under the black box? Have I not? What do you think that word might be? Oh, that's a good guess. What about the next one? Be something and courageous. Be. Oh, it's a. Oh, that's better. Yeah, that's it. Good. Good. Okay. What's the first one on the top line? Have I not commanded you be? What did you say? Be strong, good, and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So, tens of thousands of Israelites are camped just east of the Jordan, next to Jericho, but on the other side of the river. And the River Jordan flows all the way from the Sea of Galilee at the top, where we hear about those stories about Jesus, to the Dead Sea at the bottom. It's a distance of 124 miles. They're camped the other side of the land they're going to go into. And here's a picture of the river between them and the Promised Land. Do you think you could swim that? Hands up if you think you could swim that river, swim across. I actually think hands up if you think you couldn't, it would just be a bit too far. Okay, so fairly mixed. It doesn't look like a really sort of big flowing river, but the annual flow of the Jordan River today is 2% of what it was 60 years ago, before a number of big dams were built upstream. And these dams mean there's less water flowing in the Jordan today than there was 60 years ago. So actually, we need to think about a really fast-flowing river, the sort of river you'd need to be an Olympic swimmer to get across. In 1854, an expert swimmer thought that he would have a go at making it across the River Jordan. So he went to the place opposite Jericho, he got into the river, he waded out, and it was just too fast flowing for him to cross. He got into trouble, current was too strong, and he had to turn back. In Joshua 2, there are some spies that do cross the river, but they must have been such strong swimmers. Here are the people of God camped to the east of Jordan, with children, with people of all ages, with people who couldn't even swim. How on earth are they going to be getting across? They must have been wondering. And I can imagine Joshua scratching his head. Can everyone scratch their head? Thinking, I just don't know how this is going to happen. Well, God speaks to Joshua. This is what he says. Can you read that? Can we all say that together? These are God's words to Joshua. Let's say it together. The Lord will do amazing things among you. And that word for amazing, it means something really out of the ordinary. God is planning a miracle. But what's the miracle going to look like? Well, when the people of God came out of, what's this country? Egypt. Yeah, they came out of Egypt where they were slaves. And in the desert, God told them to build a very special tent for worship. And in the most holy part of this tent was the Ark of the Covenant. It eventually went missing. Indiana Jones went looking for it, never did find it. It's still missing. But here is a replica that someone made. It's made out of wood, it's gold-plated, it's really detailed. It took a team of craftsmen to make this. It's got these angels at the top touching the touching wings. And God said, the priests are going to carry this ark towards the Jordan. So I was so impressed with that, I thought I'd actually quite like to have a go at making a replica. And I don't know if it's quite as good. Perhaps you can help me decide. Could somebody come and help me? No, it's not. So in a minute, we're going to act out what the priests did. So can I have four quite sensible priests? You're going to carry, put your hands up, show me your most sensible look. You are looking really sensible. Come back down, back down, back down. I'm choosing people who look really sensible. What's your name?
Thomas.
There we are. And they're walking towards that bubbling river of the Jordan. And I'm going to invite us all. Can we be a bubbling river? Bubbling river. Good. But can we have some people, if we all stand up, and can we have some people coming into the aisle? So this river's going to cross sort of the whole width of the church. And we're still bubbling. We're still bubbling. And the priests, you're going to walk down the side here. And then we need the tribe of Israel is going to follow them at a distance. So if you'd like to be in the tribe, go and follow the ark. That's it. And so they set out in faith. They could hear the splash of the currents. They could see how much bubbling there was. And they got closer and closer. And as soon as the priest's feet touched the Jordan parted. And they went through on dry land. It says the waters piled up further upstream. And they had a nice, safe journey. And all the people came through. I bet they were really pleased after that. And they gave God a thanksgiving of some sort. So let's say, yeah, well done. So the people were commanded, be bold. Be strong as they entered the promised land. And today they've seen that they had a chance to do that. Were they bold?
Yeah.
Were they strong?
Yeah.
Were they courageous?
Yeah.
Did they take a step of faith?
Yeah.
They did, didn't they? They literally put God first with the ark going before them. They obeyed him. And God took the strain and did something amazing in their midst. If I can invite us all to, if you're able, stand back up. We're going to have a few moments of waiting on the Spirit. So we say, come, Holy Spirit.